Next up is Inside Finance. Inside Finance is a special feature of this program every week where we discuss in depth the financial and economic challenges of our time and explore possible solutions. Here is your host this week, Stanford Simon.
Pleasant good day to Canadian Kaku, Peter Martin, and those of you listening across the Caribbean, wherever you are. I am Pastor Stanford Simon. Joy and a pleasure to be with you once again. This is Inside Finance. Within the next half an hour, we'll be talking to the folks in energy. Remember, we started last week talking to them. We continue on that part because they have a lot to tell us. And so, want to understand what is happening today. In studio would be Mr. Philip Van Acheck. He will be talking to us energy and what's happening there. Assigned to the government, he'll tell us what country he's from to. I know he's not Canadian, looking at him. And you have Mr. Christopher Joseph, who is the energy officer and responsible for renewable energy. And really, Mr. Philip Van Acheck, he's advisor to government and geothermal and all of that. You know, we have a lot of thing going on in Grenada we don't know a thing about, especially geothermal stuff. And I'm sure they'll explain to us what's happening there. We take a word, we come right back, and we continue our discussion here with the folks out of the Ministry of Finance, directly in energy.
One call does it all. All your basic construction needs. Backhoe, compressor, bobcat, and acrobrop services. Make one call. One call does it all. 443-2894 or 409-1533. For bobcat, backhoe, compressor, or acrobrop services, call One Call Construction Services. 443-2894 or 409-1533. Make it one call.
Welcome back. This is Inside Finance. Good day to you, gentlemen. Mr. Philip Van Acheck and Mr. Christopher Joseph. How are you, gentlemen?
I think I can speak for both of us. We are good.
We are.
Okay. That's good. Well, I pretty much will be talking to both of you today. We see how far we can get. And if we don't get through, I'll have a follow-up discussion with you. Now, Mr. Philip, tell us, what country you're from? I know.
I'm from Germany. So, in this case, one of the countries that has a lot of renewable energies, that made a lot of experience with renewable energies, and that's why they got me here, due to that experience, to get someone who's from a country who made already a lot of lessons learned, and to help with that experience.
How long you have been in Grenada?
For nearly 2 years now. Mm. So I'm here quite a while already.
That's good. How are you enjoying Grenada, the weather?
I mean, we're on a Caribbean island. It's hard not to enjoy it, I have to admit.
And how are the folks in energy treating you?
Well, it's a great team, and we are really trying hard to help this country develop in the energy sector and to use renewable energies to increase the energy independence and to decrease their carbon footprint. And of course, in a country like this, we also always have to look at electricity tariffs and costs to try to get a good situation for everybody here in the country.
Okay. Now, how much of Grenada's energy demand is covered by renewable energies?
Yeah, well, that's still a pretty low number. We are at approximately 2% of energy demand in the electricity sector. So that is something already, but it's still, compared to international level, relatively low.
So in other words, when you look across the board, we are very low. We are in the infancy stage.
Yes.
So which renewable energy source that we are seeking that is available now in Grenada, and what are we seeking to do to help change that?
Right now, we mainly use photovoltaics, which is solar electricity, so direct conversion from solar energy to electricity. And we have solar heating, so solar water heaters, we see them quite frequently. But of course, on a Caribbean, or on this, in this country, on the three island state, we could also use wind. We have regions that have quite constant wind. We have biomass that can be used. We have hydro energy. I mean, we have mountains and water is coming down from the mountains. That water is carrying energy. We could use that. We have geothermal energy. Mr. Joseph will talk about that a little later. But we could also use wave energy, tidal energy, ocean thermal energy. But these are more less mature energies. So the first ones that I mentioned, these are the ones that we could immediately tap into.
So from your point of view, where you sit and been here for the past 2 years, what is the best renewable energy in Grenada at the moment?
Well, there is no outstanding renewable energy. Every source has its pros and cons. Right now, we're using a lot of solar energy, as it is relatively easy to tap into that. And I mean, the sun is shining nearly every day here, so we definitely have it available. And together with wind energy, if we look at an international scale, we have seen major price decreases throughout the last 10 to 15 years, which in some parts of the world makes solar and wind the cheapest forms of electricity to get at all. However, in Grenada, due to the fact that it is such a small market, the prices are still relatively high, which is one reason is the small market. And so if we want to ship in the products here, it is relatively expensive, especially since if you want to have a solar system and you go to an electrician for a solar electricity system, he will most likely buy this one system and have it shipped from the US or Europe or China. And shipping those systems in piece-wise is pretty expensive. So unless we get to a situation where we preferably create a regional market with our neighboring countries to get in the systems at a larger number and then distribute them here to the single installers and to the single installation sites, we will have a problem getting the prices down. But if we manage that, we have a great chance to get good prices and low electricity costs from those systems. However, we also have to see that we have, especially here in Grenada, an issue with availability of land. So if we want to build large-scale systems, we will need somehow flat land. And we don't have much of that on the island. So, and if we have it, we preferably would use it for agricultural purpose and not for energy. So we have to see that we make use of the roofs that we have for solar electricity. And with wind, of course, it's a bit different. There we only need a relatively small foundation. But then we have issues like shadows, so the flicker, and noise. So we have to see where to put them best. There have been initiatives of installing wind systems on Carriacou because they have the land available, and we will, the government and also Grenlac will continue their quest to do this because this can really help those small islands. But then we're unfortunately still not through with those because, as you all know, the sun only shines during the day and the wind too is not available at all time. So we have to have backup for that. And this is creating challenges for the grid operator to always meet the demand of the people. And in the past, it was relatively easy. There was a demand side, and if electricity was needed, they just moved an additional diesel generator, right. And if not, they turned it off. Now they have the demand side, or they will have the demand side, and they will have renewable energies that say too, oh, now I produce a lot, oh, there's a cloud, now I produce less. And so Grenlac will have to react to that, which increases the challenges for them.
Right.
In the future, right now we see that storage technologies, batteries, become a lot cheaper. This will help to smoothen the electricity supply from so-called intermittent renewable energies and will make things a lot easier. So, but in order to get to that point, we'll probably need another 5 years. But in those 5 years, we can already start installing, and then we'll reach a point where we need storage to get everything sorted out. But this is something that is not happening with all renewables. So there are non-intermittent renewables too, like bioenergy, hydropower, and geothermal power. And in respect to geothermal, Mr. Joseph will step in.
So let me go and talk with him. No, that was Mr. Philip Vanacek, and he from Germany and been here in Grenada for 2 years working within the Ministry of Finance with the Energy Division. Let's take a break. Let's take a break, and then we come back and I talk to Mr. Christopher Joseph, who is the Energy Officer in Renewable Energy. Geothermal energy, that's a big thing in Europe. We hear what's happening with that. But quite interesting, the discussion. This energy thing is becoming a very, very important thing for us. All right, folks, to take a word and come right back. This is Inside Finance. I am Stanford Simon. We'll be back in a minute.
One call does it all. All your basic construction needs. Backhoe, compressor, bobcat, and acroprop services. Make one call. One call does it all. 443-2894 or 409-1533. For bobcat, backhoe, compressor, or acroprop services, call One Call Construction Services. 443-2894 or 409-1533. Make it one call.
All right, welcome back. It's a joy to be with you as we continue to share on Inside Finance. I had a discussion with Mr. Philip Vanacek. He talked to us a little bit about what's happening in energy and that he'd been assigned to the government here from Germany, and which is a very good thing. They have a lot of knowledge when it comes to renewable energy in Germany. All right, Mr. Christopher Joseph, how are you doing, Mike?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm well. You look very relaxed, man. You look like you're home. You know, you just come and sit on here like you're ready to talk to me, man.
Hey, we're in the presence of Pastor Simon, and it's a good place to be. So thank you. And you've made it quite comfortable for us. So well, we appreciate that.
Okay. How long have you been in the energy sector?
With the Ministry of Finance and Energy, I have been there 2 years now.
2 years. That's quite a while. And before then, you used to be where?
Within whichever of the ministries that has had responsibility for environmental management. So before, it used to be the Ministry of Health and the Environment. Then it was the Ministry of Works. Physical Development and Environment was also one of the portfolios of the ministry at the time. So having responsibilities for sustainable development issues, of which energy and climate change issues would have been part of that agenda.
Okay. The big thing today is renewable energy. One of it is geothermal. What is geothermal energy? What is that?
So by way of a quick definition, geothermal energy is essentially heat from within the earth. Essentially, the word geothermal, it is comprised of two Greek words, geo, meaning earth, and thermi, meaning heat. So now sources of geothermal energy range from the shallow ground to hot water and hot rocks found a few miles beneath the Earth's surface, for example, and even deeper down to extremely high temperatures of molten rocks called magma. Pastor will remember from our integrated science and geography classes back in primary school and secondary school that planet Earth is comprised of different layers, one of those areas is the core, for example. Now, the core is estimated to be maybe 4,000 plus miles underneath the Earth's surface. And down there, the temperature range from between 5,000 to 11,000 degrees Fahrenheit. So it is...
That's hot.
It is considered to be quite hot down there. So heat is continuously produced within the core. So we can safely say that geothermal energy is a renewable energy source because the water is replenished by rainfall and the heat is continuously produced within the earth. Now, in terms of the uses of this energy, around the world, people have been using geothermal energy in many different ways. The hot water can be used for different applications that require heat, including the heating of buildings, growing plants in greenhouse gas, in growing plants in greenhouses, heating water at fish farms, drying of vegetable and fruit products, for example. So the geothermal heat is also used in generating electricity. And for this purpose, the steam is the essential ingredient here. And the steam is used to turn,
a turbine.
Which
bring forth energy. Now, do you know whether Grenada have any geothermal energy? I don't know. You may know. I don't know. Do we have any of that?
That's a great question. And I mean, it seems as if there have been an interest in Grenada and its geothermal possibilities from a very long time. Way back as the 1950s, we've found evidence of reports and investigations being undertaken by various individuals in the context of exploring the origins and the makeup of the rock types of Grenada. During the revolutionary period, for example, specific investigations were undertaken initially by Geotomica Italiana, a company that was contracted to investigate the geothermal potential of Grenada, and then later on with support from the Latin American Energy Organization, OLADI, some investigations were also undertaken. In recent history, 2014, the government of Grenada signed agreements. We were able to get assistance through the governments of New Zealand and Japan, who essentially provided technical assistance in excess of $2 million to date to investigate the possibility of Grenada's geothermal resource for the production of electricity. What has happened so far? These investigations have essentially led to a conclusion. We have undertaken something within the industry that is referred to as 3G analysis. That is geochemical, geophysical, geological investigations. Mm-hmm. And these investigations have led to a conclusion that there is indeed a geothermal resource that is of a quality that can produce can produce about 15 megawatts of electricity. That is the conceptual model that we're working with. It perhaps can produce much more, but we'll have to do investigations to really prove that. Mm. But at the moment, the resource is proven to be of such a quantity that you can actually develop a geothermal power station producing about 15 megawatts of electricity from that source.
So that would pretty much give us enough power to run half of the country, quarter of the country?
Great question. So a few years ago, there was a peak demand in the country of about 30 megawatts. Grenlac has an installed capacity of 49 megawatts to produce 49 megawatts of electricity. Mm. There have been a peak demand of about 30 megawatts. We think that at the moment that is down to about 26, 27 megawatts. So if we're able to produce 15 megawatts from this geothermal source, that is essentially 50% or a little bit more than the current peak demand.
What does government intend is in all of this? All of this planning, years you have been working on it. Where is government taking us? Explain to us what's happening there.
Well, it's government's policy to integrate as much renewable energies as possible as part of its energy mix, as part of its sustainable energy agenda. And there are a number of benefits of geothermal electricity. It is a renewable source. There is sustainability in this because, for example, the geothermal energy, even if humans were to extract this resource, the extent to which they can extract it, once it is done correctly, there's no way it can exceed the generating potential from within the Earth's source, within the Earth's core. So in that regard, the sustainability issue is quite important. In the context of climate change, it is a real phenomenon, and mitigating activities are always being investigated at the global level relative to trying to mitigate greenhouse gas emissions. through the use of fossil fuel, CO2 is one of those greenhouse gases which essentially trap the heat within the Earth's atmosphere.
We talked about it
contributes
last week. Yes.
To climate change.
Climate change.
So geothermal has a potential to displace, for example, that greenhouse warming potential is excellent. So it is government's intent to basically push on and investigate the possibility of using this resource. Countries having geothermal energy resource would obviously want to utilize this as a means of addressing the climate change issues. There are a number of stages in the geothermal process.
So what is the so talk to us about those steps.
So there are basically five steps that are being that are key, germane to a virgin geothermal development process, if you will. So stage one would have been the investigating stage, where you would have done all the surveys and the analyses and do the various conceptualization in terms of, from that resource, what you can potentially develop.
What is possible.
Yeah, what is possible. Then phase two would essentially do some further investigations through a slim hole drilling campaign. Phase three is appraisal drilling and the bankability of the project. You do the various analyses based on the findings from the slim hole drilling campaign. Then stage four, production drilling and construction. And that final wonderful stage of operations, once we've gotten to the end of that operating the power plant.
When do you think we would get there? Does we have a date, a time, a year when you think we will arrive there?
2025 is that year that is being considered in terms
that
of
close to I'll be close to 60
so. And it'll be great that you'll be able to have geothermal as part of the sustainable energy mix to be able to satisfy your needs and demands from an energy point of view at that time.
But quite interesting. I mean, when you look at it and the progress that it has made, like solar has made a great progress. Even you look at the fridge and those things that come burn energy is less and less now compared to what we used to have. Now, are there any concerns we should have about Grenada's interest pursuant to the geothermal energy?
If we were to step back and think that geothermal energy and the use of it, it is quite a mature technology. So geothermal energy have been utilized in ancient societies, including the Romans and the Chinese and the Amerindians, for example. And these people would have used those energies in hot springs for bathing, for cooking, for medicinal purposes, for example. The world's oldest geothermal district heating system is still operating. It is in France, and it's been operating since the 14th century.
Wow.
As it relates to geothermal energy for electricity, the first development was back in 1904 in Italy. In 1958, for example, the New Zealanders came on board, and that was the second geothermal power plant being constructed, and it is still being operated today. So worldwide, for example, there are more than 24 countries that are using geothermal energy for the purpose of electricity. And more than 18,500 megawatts of power is being produced through it. So you have the United States leading that use, for example. You have countries like the Philippines, Kenya, within the region, Mexico. Dominica has a potential of 120 megawatts from their investigations, and they're currently moving along with some projects. St. Lucia has some possibilities. St. Vincent also has some possibilities. And here we are. So persons are perhaps concerned, though, about the issue of earthquakes that are associated with accessing and using the geothermal resource. It is important to point out here that the characteristic of Grenada's resource, it is a reservoir. It is replenished by rainfall, and it is not hot rocks wherein water have to be pumped in forcefully, creating the possibilities of displacement. And it's a rather violent process, and it could have issues pertaining to subsistence of soil collapsing and those kinds of a thing. In those systems, there are some parts of the world where the hot rocks, it is being, it is a resource, and you have to pump the water in. And but Grenada's resource is not like that. In those places, the technology there is referred to as enhanced geothermal systems, and there are those kinds of higher risk associated with that. But in Grenada's situation, that is not the case. It is a geothermal reservoir. Yes, some distance down, we'll have to drill to that place, but there are processes. These processes can be mitigated. It is done, tried, tested processes, and the persons that have been assisting with the process thus far, the New Zealanders and the Japanese, they have considerable experience and expertise in those areas, and they've been providing guidance. One of the key persons has been a Caribbean geothermal advisor. His position has been paid for through the government of New Zealand, and he has been within the energy division guiding us along with the processes so far.
So taking all into consideration, when you look at the future, we're looking at 2025. You're saying if we pursue and keep on the course we are on now, by 2025 we should have a plant here in Grenada.
Absolutely. And we are continuing the process. At the moment, we're at the slim hole drilling campaign. We have to do all the necessary due diligence. So in terms of the involvement of the key partners, NAWASA, community development organizations and personnel, doing comprehensive environmental and social impact assessments, and all of those things are key steps along the process in trying to secure monies from development agencies to undertake other development parts are also key. But indeed, at the end of the day, geothermal is a great source as it relates to providing baseload energy. My colleague have spoken about that great baseload possibility. There is also the in the context of if there was to be heavy cloud cover, if it was to be night, we would still have the possibility of producing electricity in a constant way. If oil prices are fluctuating on the global market, essentially electricity from the geothermal source can be produced at this constant price for a few years.
Mr. Venture, quickly, you've been here for 2 years. Are you satisfied that Grenada is progressing along in the direction it should to deliver by 2025?
I am satisfied that it is progressing, but I also admit I'm not satisfied with the speed.
The Germans move much faster than Grenadians, and I hope you realize that.
Yes.
Well, I know, but the term of preference, I think, and if you're here and you're pushing us a little, I'm sure you're pushing them a little, and with your government, because I'm sure you want to see it happen, because you have seen the benefit in your country.
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen. It has been a pleasure and a joy. Mr. Philip Vanacek from Germany. He is the advisor here to the Grenada government, helping us with energy and geothermal. And Mr. Christopher Joseph, who is energy officer in renewable energy within the Ministry of Finance. Thank you so much and welcome. And thank you again for sharing all the information you did with us here on renewable energy.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
All right, folks, I am Stanford Simon. Thank you for being with me today. I hope you enjoyed the discussion here as you listen to what is happening in Grenada when it comes to renewable energy and geothermal. And we had Mr. Philip Vanacek from Germany, who is advising government, who's been here for 2 years, which is very good. He enjoyed the Grenadian sun. He got a tan. I could see that. He spent a little bit of time. He needed, I doubt he had spent a little time in the sun. Maybe the Ministry of, those guys say they're going to keep him. They're going to keep him. I think so, if you stay here. If he's married, I guess, well, his wife may want to go. If he's not married, I guess he may find a Grenadian wife. You never know. Anyway, and Mr. Christopher Joseph, who is the energy officer dealing with renewable energy. I'm Stanford Simon. Thank you so much for being with me today. This program will be uploaded on the website sgbcgrenada.com, also on the Ministry of Finance website. You can go there and find out this program. God bless you. Look forward to joining me next week at the same time. We do it all over again right here on Inside Finance. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to another edition of Inside Finance, a program that explores the financial and economic challenges of our time. Join us next week for another edition.